Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
But there's a funny thing happening around the country. I'm not sure I quite understand it. And the war issue has, in my opinion, has helped us. And I can't quite put my finger on why.
Even though it isn't going very well.
Yeah, even though the combat reports are, I mean, this weekend the media really started to cream us. And
well, they were justified. I mean, it isn't as bad as they say, but, you know... And it is, and incidentally, it's exactly what I predicted. You
yes,
remember?
It is. I sure.
I have said over and over. I said we are going to have some losses, and they're having a massive offensive. I told the leader that this morning. So you're going to have some more. They're going to go for 3 or 4 more weeks.
Yeah, they came out this morning and said just that, and they did it very well, Ford and Griffin,
mm-hmm.
saying that this is what was predicted. And what the hell are 43 provincial capitals? And no one has ever thought this would be easy. It was
right. You're going to lose some.
Sure. The South Vietnamese did better in the first month than was expected. But there's a funny thing happening around the country, and it's Bradshaw called me this morning, and he said that Daley, who had spoken last week, was with him this morning and mentioned the fact that he'd received a letter from you thanking him. And
mm-hmm.
and he went out on the podium and talking about transportation and railroads and devoted half his speech to you on what leadership you had given in this transportation field and how strong a president. He said it was an extraordinary set of remarks to a large group, and
very interesting.
It is interesting because I think what you're finding, Mr. President, is that the old Democratic establishment, they really don't get very excited over Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll live with him and they'll support him, but he's not going to turn him on. And I think they're beginning to get scared of McGovern. I think there's just a feeling of that setting in. I think it goes beyond that. I think there's a feeling right now in the country that is sympathetic to you because of the Vietnam thing.
You have to realize one thing, of course. Vietnam is unpredictable. We think that we can hang on, but we'll see.
Well,
the other thing we have to bear in mind is that the Soviet summit is in the balance.
That's right.
And frankly, you can be damn sure I'm not going to go to Moscow.
No.
And I think you would agree, if I went to Moscow while Soviet tanks were rolling around in Hue,
awful.
I'll never do it.
No,
and I think on that point, well, the most people would say, isn't it terrible that we had to have that summit had to get canceled?
Mm-hmm.
It'll hurt us because they'll say, what happened to the generation of peace? But on the other hand, we simply can't take this from these people.
Well, but you see, Mr. President, Haldeman asked me my opinion on this yesterday, and I said flatly I would not go under any circumstances. I mean, I'd postpone it indefinitely and try to go later. I'd upstage him in July if you could, and if circumstances warrant. But I think your position is strong because what is coming through to people, and this is what has been evident in the poll data, is that they believe you and they think you're doing everything humanly possible and you really are trying very hard, and the generation of peace but not peace at any price is mm-hmm. you know, and getting a generation of peace is going to be ups and downs. It is hard work, sure, and I think the country would rally behind you. You know, the Democrats are incredibly silent on Vietnam right now. There hasn't been a murmur from any prominent Democrats since last week. When our boys went out on Thursday and mowed them down in the aisles, as they did in the Hill, and since that day there hasn't been a word. I think they're really scared of being hurt either way, either that you pull it out and then they look bad, or that it falls apart and they're blamed for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sure going to blame them for it.
Oh, hell, if there's no question about that.
They've asked for it.
But there has not been a statement. I've combed the wires every day looking for now the media have. They've gotten little jabs here and there from Reasoner last night and this kind of stuff, which we're putting real counter pressures on. We now have pretty good apparatus around the country working on this. But
well, we got to expect the media have such a vested interest in our defeat that they're going to jab us anytime they can.
They will take any possible opportunity. It's incredible. I saw today how they're saying, well, we didn't get 500,000 votes as we had hoped for in Indiana. Well, there isn't anybody who ever said we expected 500,000 votes in Indiana. Not a living soul. And we're going to end up with
We weren't even doing a damn thing in Indiana.
Well, not only that, but totally unopposed. No contest at all. And you still you'll still have over 400,000, 450,000 before.
They're trying to knock that?
Well, that's just a little... West Jab. That was UPI, and we called them on it at 10 this morning, and they've taken it off the wires. So,
sure.
But it's not a problem. I just mentioned it symbolically of how these bastards will. We'll seize.
We'll keep. You keep them going, and we'll. You know, one thing. We're all sad about it. I think that we had one good break this weekend in on the law and order issue. There's no better way for me to identify than to identify with my friend Hoover, isn't
exactly.
You know, and I was the guy that stood by him. I know when the staff wanted to fire him last fall. And,
oh, Jesus! Thank
and,
God you didn't. I thought
I never
of that.
Did, and I stood by him through thick and thin, and I defended him, and now, by gosh, it's I think we're in a very good position there. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. I think I tell you what it does, Mr. President. It's never happy when anybody dies, but in terms of the politics of it, it gives us an opportunity to talk about the success that the FBI has had in the last 3 years under this administration, cutting down on organized crime.
I think one thing you can let your people leak out, as a matter of fact, you can give it to Scully and so they get on the television that Nixon was under very great pressure from some members of the White House staff. Just, you know, a little that.
It's true.
To ask for his, because Hoover was not coming under attack and knew that he was going to come under attack, to ask his resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And the president refused to do so. He said that he was, that he felt that Mr. Hoover could not, under any circumstances, go out under, forced to resign under fire, and that's why he took the strong position he did in his press conferences and made a big point of being publicly seen with him.
That's right.
That point. I get that across.
I remember the story you told me, Mr. President, one day in your office. I'll never forget it, in which you said the only mistake you made was letting someone talk you into dumping
General Hershey. Sure.
You would never do it with Hoover.
You can say that, too.
Yeah, well, I think this
have that get out, you know, that this is a good story to ride, not just in a column, but I mean
TV
and a wire.
Yeah, I think we can
give it to Scully. I'll know how to push it out, or your other fellow,
Clausen. Yeah, well, I'll get one of them to do it. They're both.
It's a legitimate story.
They're both good at getting that out. And Clausen is, by the way, of all our former pressmen around here, he's the one who
hawkish.
Well, he's the one who's saying let's go after the press. And the memo that I got, which is on this subject, which we're working very hard at this week. He's old.
I knew it would be down your line, but...
Oh, hell.
I figured that it's about time for us to realize it. And...
Well, I think what we have to do is get him in some sophisticated ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't
use a blunt instrument.
No, I don't think the vice president, for example, can do it, but I think if he did it, it wouldn't have any impact, but I think we can start to...
Right.
We can start putting the screws on them in some ways that will hurt and will just raise that cloud in the public's mind about their credibility. That's the important thing.
Go ahead.